From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the whistleblower calls are coming in. And by whistleblowers, this is no secret, but it's good to get your take on it. Well, some of it's secret, but the fact that they're preparing the military not to just, quote, fight imaginary terrorists domestically, but for crowd control, checkpoints, gun confiscation. You saw what happened in Katrina. I should ask the military this as well. For active duty, MPs or police right now, will you confiscate guns in order to do so? Because let me tell you, the system is data mining, testing. And if they ever think you'll go ahead with it, they're going to try it. And if they ever think the American people will go along with it, they're going to do it. Even at the expense of a civil war, if the globalists think they can make it and have it work, they will do it. That is the nature of these people. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Been doing this Sunday show for like 5 years. Still haven't memorized that number. Well, we've only had that particular number about a year, so I guess that's why I haven't memorized it. Because we only use it on Sunday. Weekdays, we have the network number and work with the network phone system. We've just kind of partially moved over to doing everything out of our own studio and never fully gone away from using Genesis for the phone calls. Really, because I like John Harmon so much, the guy that board ops and kind of produces the show from that end, along with our producers down here. Been working with him for a lot of years and just enjoy hearing his voice every day. But that's where the satellite uplinks are as well. Folks at Genesis are great people. GCNlive.com. I noticed that online, the different videos of press conferences with Janet Napolitano and others admitting that they were running Fast and Furious 2 years ago before people found out it was giving guns to criminals. Those videos are disappearing, by the way. So we did a news report like a year ago, another one 6 months ago with those clips. We originally are the ones that, well, listeners pointed it out to us, and we did news reports on it. That's why you're so important out there, your tips. I know sometimes we don't follow up on them because we can't, but still keep sending them because a lot of them we do get to. It is like trying to drink out of a fire hose, though. Turned on full, it's more info than you can drink down. Of course, there's the reverse of that analogy. It's like trying to drink up Lake Superior with those little pixie straws that you use to stir your coffee. Can barely even suck any water up or coffee up in it. So we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. And then coming up, Turkey will consult NATO over shooting down a plane by Syria. And I need to call my writers, which just broke on Friday, and point out, because I haven't seen anybody point this out, you remember Tony Blair and Bush met? And this got declassified a few years ago. Well, it got leaked, and they admitted it was real. Wanted to arrest who leaked it. And they said, why don't we just fly jets a whole bunch real low over Saddam's airspace and try to get him to shoot it down as a pretext to invade in 2003? And then they also have talked about doing it to other countries. And so that's clearly what's been going on, is that NATO just keeps, and they've admitted they want Turkey to be the head of the spear on this, tip of the spear, going in there and having them fly through the airspace over and over and over again until somebody pulls the trigger. And even if they don't pull the trigger, it's okay, because when they finally bombard the country, which NATO's been calling for, a bombing campaign of NATO, by NATO against Syria, they're saying that they're going to bomb them, but then, oh, Syria's evil because the plane flew into their airspace but then turned out of the airspace and got shot down. And so now Turkey's saying, we're going to do something. That's it. You shot down our plane. Total provocations. And again, I'm no fan of Assad. I'm not a fan of government. Most governments totally criminal run. But Assad is good compared to Al-Qaeda. And the West is using Al-Qaeda jihadis in Al-Qaeda uniforms with Al-Qaeda flags. It's on the news. To take over Libya, now take over Syria. They used them to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, they had NATO and the UN blow the daylights out of that country. I mean, it's incredible. And the American people are so ignorant, they don't know Al-Qaeda works for NATO publicly. I mean, this is insane. plastic of the global.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Okay, we are back live into hour number two on this live Sunday worldwide transmission. Thank you for joining us on the 24th. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into EU should undermine national sovereignty. That's BBC News. That's the plan. That's why they want to get rid of nationalism. Or any type of culture. They say that. Get rid of any culture. They want a plastic, globalist, corporate culture. And of course, we've known this forever about the UN and the globalists. But now they're just out in the open. We'll be going over all of that. And then the big news, bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. Why is that bad? It kills over 90% of those. It's a super weapon. A level four. Level four means weaponized, already very lethal system. Weaponized Ebola, weaponized flu, weaponized mousepox for humans. And to give you an example, GM grass linked to Texas cattle deaths. Federal government says it is off-gassing cyanide outside Austin, Texas. KI here locally broke the story. It's now a national news story. I mean, I'm sending reporters out tomorrow. We've got such a skeleton crew up here. It's why we're trying to hire some new reporters. By the way, I'm going to tell people who's won the reporter contest on Thursday. One male, one female reporter. Look for that at Infowars.com. Okay, enough from me. You just joined us. I played a report out of St. Louis from KSDK. And they're like, yes, the Army's driving hundreds of armored vehicles all over the neighborhood. They need to learn how to drive on roads as if they don't have giant military bases everywhere, including right up there in that area. We're talking hundreds of square miles in some cases. Fort Hood's as big as five Dallases or more. I mean, it's just more like five metroplexes last time I was. I mean, it's just huge. But they got bases everywhere. We need to drive up and down your street. Meanwhile, it's just acclimation, folks. It's admitted that the military is training to take on the American people. And we've not screened your calls other than asking, do you want to talk about this if you're police or military? Because even though it's in the Army Times, they admit this is happening. By the time it gets on the local news, they're like, conspiracy theorists think the hundreds of vehicles are driving around to get people ready for martial law. And then it cuts to the military. Do not look at us, and you know, you can look, but don't get too close, and we're not going to tell you where we're parking them. So we're going to go to Andrew, Jim, Robin, and others that are holding. If you're a whistleblower, 877-789-2539. It's not even whistleblowing. If you have a comment on this, if you've been involved in the training, your overall view on it. Andrew in California, are you police or military?
Yeah, police, Alex.
Well, give us your take on it, sir.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but let me tell you a little something. Anyways, I only live a few minutes from the border from Mexico, so I literally live in the police state as we speak. I've seen the newscasts in Mexico with the grenades on the tables. You know, any direction I go, leaving the county, I can't leave. I go through a checkpoint, armed checkpoint. But let me give you the latest intel, what's going on. Looks like Department of Homeland Security are flying what seems to be Mexican nationals to the border areas on, looks like, private aircraft or 737 aircraft. And, you know, I've talked to some of the guys, and they've talked to the pilots, and they said they're moving as many as 2,000 a day.
Oh, let me stop you. I talked about this 5 years ago from Texas sheriffs I had on, and since then it's actually been in California, Arizona, and Texas papers that, yes, Mexican aircraft are allowed in U.S. airspace. In fact, guys, type that in, Mexican aircraft, Mexican Army and Navy aircraft. Just say Mexican military aircraft now allowed to operate inside U.S. You'll get CBS, Associated Press, but it's not a big issue. It's kind of like hidden in plain view. And, yes, I talked to a Marine officer, I'll just leave it at that, 2 weeks ago, who said, Alex, I can't tell you because the details are classified. He said, well, he said what you just said. Tell us about the thousands of Mexican troops inside the U.S.
No, it's not exactly that, Alex. And I'm sorry if I misrepresented myself, but it's contracted civilian aircraft moving Mexican nationals, what I believe, out of detention facilities all across the United States down to the border areas to be moved down into Mexico.
So I knew about that. That's on record, too. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so what I'm fairly assuming, sir, is that these holding facilities, they're opening up. These beds are opening up. And as you know and I know, these jails aren't built to be empty. So,
well, no. Again, you're absolutely on target. Remember what came out in the – have you ever seen the Iran-Contra hearings? They're online.
Yes, sir. I've seen everything you've made here.
Well, but, I mean, it's not just, but I'm saying for everybody, can just look up the raw footage. It's at PBS.org. It's also on YouTube. It's also on C-SPAN. You can watch hundreds of hours. But it's Oliver North testimony and Admiral Poindexter, Henry B. Gonzalez, and Jack Brooks, both of Texas, both congressmen, say to them, tell us about Rex 84 and the plan to put first immigrants as a cover in the secret camps and then citizens. And they go, we can't talk about it, national security. But the point is that's exactly how they plan to sell it. And you're right. They're activating these facilities everywhere and priming them and training the camp guards on the illegals. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that, and these jets are coming in every day. Like I said, they've talked to the pilots. They said they're moving as many as 2,000 people out of these facilities every single day now. So that means that they're probably opening them up now at quite a pace.
They've got a giant one down by Corpus Christi. In fact, when you're driving down 37 towards Corpus Christi, look out to your left. You'll see these giant sports stadium. Richard Reeves went down there with me a few months ago. Well, then there's also another one down on South Padre as well. And he's like, I think that's a prison. Well, he went over there. We talked to locals and then later just found out there's a whole archipelago along the coast of these. Thank you so much for the call and the information, sir. Be safe out there. Jim in Missouri, police or military, Jim?
Yes, Alex, if you can hear me, my name is Jim from St. Louis. I'm a police officer. I have a pretty unique voice, so I'm trying to hide it, so I hope I'm coming in clear. I saw the KSDK footage, but I have some more news to tell you. We have been told that in October we need to be prepared for an event. I don't know much, but I just know it's supposed to be an event that will require us to use air and ground support in conjunction with the local military here. We've been practicing pretty much safeguarding pretty more affluent areas in St. Louis, Missouri.
You sound, let me stop you, I'm going to hold you over. You sound pretty freaked out, sir.
Alex, I've been a listener for yours for a while, but it's basically been coming down the pike pretty rapidly the last couple months, and basically, I can't really say too much. Like I said, I think they'll hear my voice. I have a very unique voice, but the military's basically been running drills with us, Alex, for about a month and a half now, and I don't know what's going to be the event in October, Alex, but if they ask me to confiscate guns, I don't know what's going to happen because a lot of people in my department, they're asleep, Alex. They hate Obama. They're still in the left-right paradigm, and it's scary, Alex.
Do they have any idea how dangerous it's going to be to try to take guns?
Alex, I know. Trust me, this is Missouri, and there's some good old boys up here, but these good old boys are, they think Obama's a Muslim terrorist, and they don't understand people are bought and paid for. I try to explain it to people when I do even regular...
Well, let me not interrupt you. Just go back to what you just said. You said they're being told in October, be prepared to use air and ground army forces against the American people.
And when they say air support, I don't understand what that means. I don't know if that means they're going to just openly have drones flying or what, but I don't know what kind of support...
No. That's it. That's why the Secretary of the Army is in the news saying airstrikes.
I can't believe that Channel 5 is actually putting this on. Can you please upload that video on YouTube or Infowars.com so we can see this?
Well, listen, here's the deal, sir. Here's the problem. They take it down whenever we post it. Normally, they would leave something like that up. They don't want this being seen. This wasn't supposed to get on the news. Did you see how freaked out the Army commander was?
You don't have to explain it to me. I know, but real quick, Alex, I'll hold up.
Sorry. No, stay there. Don't get. I understand you're trying to disguise your voice, but it's all right. This is America. We're allowed to say we don't want the Army attacking us. Listen, we could back this off if we get the news out about it ahead of time. Imagine if they were planting a false flag in Missouri. Now they're not going to be able to do that now because of us talking about this.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. Infowars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a big long line of police and military that want to get on air, so I'm going to have to shut up and go to their calls. We're about to go back to Jim in Missouri, but since I mentioned this earlier, guys, put it on screen, the article about the Mexican troops cleared to operate inside the U.S. out of the Houston Chronicle. I want to show people that because folks aren't going to believe that. If you're a radio listener and you're like, show us, we're also streaming video at Infowars.com. But the guys did find the article. There it is, cron.com. Mexican military flies over South Texas. Officials say U.S. has cleared flights in war on drug trafficking. Yeah, and then you can find the other articles where they're pulling triggers. Around 1,000 Mexican troops operate a week, according to the intel I got, in Texas alone. Remember when I told you they sent Mexican troops to Katrina? And people are like, well, that's just to help. It's to acclimate you. I've been to the urban warfare drills 10 years ago, 12 years ago, on footage, where they have troops from over 10 different nations training to confiscate our guns and admitting it's in the U.S. And then the Marine Corps commander runs over and screams at me and threatens to have me arrested because I got it on tape. They wanted to lead me around in some stage deal and lie to me, but it didn't matter. I snuck around. When they kicked me out of that urban drill, I just sent in other people as reporters. I mean, we got the footage. It's called Police State 2000. You're not going to stop us. Now, we had you on hold, Jim, or we were going to break, so they put you on mute, but they could hear you talking because they had you faded down, but you were in the studio. And I said, this is America. It's okay, Jim, for you to speak out about this. And you said, no, this isn't America, off air. You've got the floor for another minute. Tell folks specifically what they got you training with the military with these hundreds of large armored vehicles for.
Well, like I said, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, Alex. I'll try to be quick. All we've been told through whispers, basically, in the locker room, is that in October, and it's pretty much locked in. I don't know if there's going to be another debate here in St. Louis like there was 4 years ago or what, but it's pretty much locked in that we're going to be basically the guards of the more affluent neighborhoods here in St. Louis. A lot of the lawyers and doctors and professors seem to, you know, live in certain parts of St. Louis and the surrounding counties, and we've been basically patrolling and practicing all of the entries into certain neighborhoods to protect against militias, and that word has been used. Hold on, Alex. That word has been used, and there has been something said about, well, I don't want to say too much more, but basically, Alex.
No, go ahead. You're trained. Listen, the criminal globalist collaborators live in certain areas. They know people have made lists. We haven't, but people have been making lists. The military, retired folks, know who the enemy is. And, yes, this is the plan, to go into a fortress mode when the globalists try to start World War III and then go after domestic groups. When the globalists start the civil war and start trying to arrest people, then folks are going to be forced to fight, and they're not just going to wait in their houses. And they're not going to just go out and go after police and military. They're going to try to go after the people that run this because they're smart. Oh, that's what you're being told?
Yeah, that's basically it. And Alex, it's pretty much wide open here in St. Louis. But I haven't been involved in any drills with actual tanks. So I asked you earlier if you could upload that video. But real quick before you let me go, I know you got other callers. People, Alex Jones is real. All right. I know a lot of people out there on the internet are saying he's a shill, but he's real. You can go to YouTube right now, type in classic Alex Jones 2000, and you'll see video clips of this man from the 90s when he was in his early 20s. Speaking against the New World Order and America, this country's dead, Alex. It's gone.
Oh, there he hung up. Listen, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, okay? It doesn't mean it's going to happen. But, yes, the professors and people are actually the technicians that come up with all this. You go to a CFR meeting or any of it, you watch it on C-SPAN, they're the ones come up with all the plans. And you've got the bankers and others, and you've got the elite in every city who you notice stay in one area. And there's other rich areas, but they always stay in one little area. That's because they run the COG plan for their area, and they plan on having the police protect them while they've got the police and military out trying to arrest us. Because they know the checkmate move. They know they're fighting a bunch of veterans. They know they're fighting former intelligence people. They know they're fighting people that understand how to resist an authoritarian, globalist, basically communist takeover. Okay? And again, communists aren't a little dirty commie running around the street. That's their front. The megabanks fund communism to wreck a country and take it over. Communism, fascism, fascism's, you know, corporations controlling government. Communism ends up being the same thing. They claim it's two different things academically, but it's not. Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope, by the way. I always have these mental midgets send me emails and comments saying, oh, Alex, communism and fascism are diametrically opposed. Really? Head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, official historian for the Bilderberg Group and the CIA, says they control communism and fascism. And gives all the quotes on it. It's 1,400 pages. I don't know if you're going to read that or want to understand it, but they want authoritarianism. And they learn to give you a bunch of different flavors of it. I mean, it's kind of like there's 5-6 different ways to cook a pork chop. It's still a pork chop. So, yeah, there's differences, but the meat and potatoes of it are not. Checkpoints, torture rooms, cameras, insiders controlling monopolies. All right, let's go back to your calls. Who's up next here? Let's talk to... Robin in Tennessee, are you a police officer or military?
No, I'm just a citizen.
Okay, real fast, because it's just police and military.
Okay, I'm from North Carolina. My husband was a concealed carry person. He taught that. We had proven video that they had gone around to bunkers where they had put airplanes. And you would, even old buildings, when you see a building that has a fence on it, if the wire, the barbed wire is leaking,
ma'am. I hear you. I hear you. They have caches of drones, helicopters with knockout gas. Sunshine Project got that declassified in 2000. The Marine Corps threatened them and had it reclassified, but they didn't get it off the Google Wayback Machine. It's on Google Archive. They've got helicopters strategically around every population center with opium knockout gases, which kill over 10% of people when they use it. People have car wrecks, knock their heads, fires get started. But they've also got VX nerve gas, but now they've moved away from troops. Folks, I'm not just saying this. The NSA is pulling their hair out right now. I'm even talking about this. They've got VX nerve gas in drone-controlled helicopters. I can't believe I can get away with this. You know why? Because there's so much freedom still left. You've got these criminals that have taken over the central systems, but they've got to get the police and military to carry out the crimes for them. And they've got to put out an official story that everybody will follow to carry out the tyranny. That's why Jack Bauer tortured people, was to get you to accept kidnapping and torturing people. But it didn't sell. You understand? They've been selling you evil. Let's start a call and then come back to him after break. Let's talk to Andy in North Carolina, then Tim and Jason. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Police or military?
I'm military, Marine Corps, going fast. 41 years old, been on the New World Order since Iran-Contra, wrote a A-plus paper in honors English about it. It's really scary, Alex. The green man, when they painted Jesus green, that's the green man of the Wicca religion. You need to get Jordan Maxwell on to talk about that. I saw a remote control aircraft in 1991 in Nellis Air Force Base. I was in the Marine Corps Air Wing. Saw all that.
I tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you after break. He's talking about Rio de Janeiro, the big global government.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, other listeners who didn't, they're like, green Jesus. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back to you, sir. Put him on hold, okay, guys? All right, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back. Yeah, at the big UN meeting, they put lights on Jesus to turn him green and then said, he is your Lord and Savior.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Tomorrow, I'll be back on the radio, and undoubtedly, I'm going to have to open the phones up again for police and military. We're about to go back to talking about this. If you go to the Army Times, if you go to the Council on Foreign Relations website, they have all the top generals saying the UN runs our military, NATO runs it, Congress doesn't matter. They tell Congress that to their face. I've played those clips. It is Twilight Zone, but it's really happening. And, you know, when I made the joke about I can't believe I'm getting away with this, the issue is that once you commit to something, you just don't have fear about it. Even though I have the sweetest wife and children in the world, I love my life. I realize they could do, I've been physically attacked before, I get death threats, and I'm just committed. And I'm not living in fear, but I'm here on air going, yeah, the Marine Corps threatened the Sunshine Project. about, you know, the fact that they were publishing declassified stuff about, you know, drones with knockout gas canisters on them for the people, and the Marine Corps threatened them and all this, and then I realized, wow, I'm here on air announcing all of this. I mean, it's real. Just like that police officer said, Alex Jones is real, folks. Yeah, I wish I wasn't real. I wish I wasn't real. I wish this wasn't true. I wish, because then I could just go about my business. You think I like risking my life? But say, this is real. And the spectacle, the fact that I'll just... Listen, we're on all these AM and FM stations. We're reaching millions of people. The average American is good. The average police officer is good. The average person in the military is wonderful. The average corporate person is good. It's a tiny group of psychological warfare globalists that have hijacked our government, that give us false stories to give up our rights and liberties. They think you're so dumb. White House advisors, Shapiro and others, look it up, have published 4 different news articles and sent out fundraisers saying to their millionaire donors, give us money. Don't worry, Obama's still going to win. We might just have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, and that'll make him popular. They are one Bible page from thin of just saying they did it, that they'll do more. That's how dumb they think you are. When you're unconscious, they win. When you just buy into the sports and the TV and the Madison Avenue, then you have no idea what's going on. That's why police and military are waking up so fast. Because they heard myself and countless others warn of this for decades, and now they're seeing it. They're going, wait a minute, this is exactly what we were told was going to happen. Of course. Look, if you sign on to this, folks, you're destroying our entire future. The globalists really hate America. They've used America to build their world government. They've used America to set up their police state. They've used our money, and they've given us the blame for all the bad things they've done in newspapers they own overseas. See, they're masters at having us do their dirty work, then we take the blame. They want re-education. 2 months ago, I'm sent an Army document of re-education camps. I check it, check the code numbers, check parts that are declassified in it for purchase orders, find out it's real, and then the Army comes out and says, yes, that's a real document, but it's not for distribution. It's marked restricted. You shouldn't have it. Look it up. The Army re-education camps. Let me just give the military a little newsflash, as if you need this, and police. The globalists plan on starting a civil war. They are asking you to run out into moving traffic. I don't look forward to the fact that the American people are going to open up on you, and believe me, they are. It's not cowardice of the American people that has kept them back this far. It's more restraint. And the globalists know that. They know the average patriot does not want to go fight the military and police, even though it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're going to go after the globalist, and that's what that police officer was talking about. And I don't even want that to happen. This just needs to stop. The globalists need to back off, but they're not. They're going ahead with war with Syria using al-Qaeda proxies. They're going ahead with moving missiles in against Russia. They're crazy people. They get hubris-filled, like Hitler going into Russia, Napoleon, all of it, and the whole world's about to get really crazy. I hope we can stop them. Maybe we can. Let's go to Andy, Tim, and then Jay and Austin and others. I've got to get to the GMO story. I'm ranting. Andy, finish up your points about the drones you saw back in the 90s.
Yeah. They had it was the Nellis Air Force Base. They brought out this little thing. It was like a, I don't know, remote control type deal. And it was remote controlling F-15 aircraft. And I saw that, and that was in 1991. But real fast, I got beat up by the captain of police in Brunswick County, North Carolina, for filing a complaint after being pulled over. But it's always darkest before dawn. The light, we're going to win.
Hold on, they beat you up.
The five men's souls, man.
Hold on, they beat you up at the police station?
In front of the courthouse, man.
I know, I tell you, all over the... They're arresting people for filming police in public and then putting them in jail when there is no law.
I went down there to file a complaint after they rustled me around and illegal to search my car. It all was a big old mess. And maybe I can call you on it. I know you're pressing.
No, I hear you, brother. I mean, a lot of police are good, but in some areas, they've just the system wants crazy thugs. And I tell you, you're not being given all this leeway to treat the American people like garbage for nothing. They're getting ready for a total takeover. And all you idiots that serve this system have no idea the bear trap you're sticking your foot in.
I got him. I got it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We're going to go to the next call. Let's go ahead now and go to Tim in Chicago. Are you military or police?
Neither. I am actually a friend of a person that builds police cars for a living. And they're pumping out 200 cars a day, 6 days a week.
Okay, what type of cars are they pumping out a day?
Police cars. 80% are unmarked.
Yeah, I've noticed they're going to the unmarked stuff so that the little slaves don't notice what's going on. Everything's going to a secret police situation. What else do you have to say about all this?
I can't really talk too much on air, but I can talk off air if you'd like.
What? So, I mean, specifically about what, though? What type of information?
Just if as many as they're pumping out, where are all these cars going? Why do we need that many police? And it's just one company of the three major companies that are building police cars.
Well, they're all writing more tickets. They're hiring more cops to be the minders for the takeover of America. And they're doing psychological profiles to hire people that will do whatever they're told. Thank you for the call, sir. Look, the gravity of what we're talking about is so huge. And it is an illusion. It is an illusion that if you just keep your head down, you're going to be okay. Not with a group of globalists like this. Let me tell you something. These people want world government. They want forced abortion all over the country. They're giving kids vaccines at public schools without parental consent illegally now. All over the country. They're just doing what they want. They have a name for it. It starts with a big capital T. Terrible. Tyrant. Tyrannosaurus Rex. And people are going to learn why tyranny's been hated throughout history. Because America has basically got a case of cancer. It's in every organ, every level of society, and it's running rampant, and they are on a power trip, and they like it, and they've hired all these minions that get off on it, and they've told them, you're being given power. But the 1 hour of power you're given, figuratively in history, that hour that the devil's going to be given power. The devil's been given an hour of power quite a few times, hasn't he? All of you that serve this will be destroyed. You will be judged, and I'm not talking about by the militia that the police are trying to take on. And, of course, the militia aren't going to attack anybody. Pretty much non-existent and totally infiltrated. The globalists will blow up police departments and blame it on the... See, I mean, the thing is, this is all so complex. Obviously, police, they're either going to hire a patsy like all these FBI ops, who's mentally ill and has an IQ around room temperature, to attack you, or they're going to do it themselves, like Oklahoma City, and then try to get you all riled up to... Go out, we're going to show these anti-New Order people, we're going to go arrest a bunch of them. And then the Civil War starts. And then you're not going to be dealing with FBI patsies. But hey, listen, I know you like cracking U.S. citizens' heads. You think you're going to win. You like the New World Order. You're going to go ahead with it. I got it. I understand that. Long after I'm gone, my actions will still be felt, though, because I've already alerted everybody. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months.
Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look at this headline out of the BBC. EU should undermine national homogeneity. Am I pronouncing that right? I know what it means. It means culture of a nation. Says UN Migration Chief, that's BBC, it goes on to say the UN Special Representative on Migration was also quizzed about the EU should do about evidence. The Economic Cooperation Development Group, that employment rates among migrants were higher in the U.S. and Australia than EU countries. He told the committee the United States and Australia and New Zealand are migrant societies, and therefore they accommodate more readily those from other backgrounds. Really, Europe's got higher rates of immigrants than even we do, than we do ourselves. We still nurse a sense of homogeneity and a difference from others. And that's precisely why the European Union, in my view, should be doing its best to undermine. Again, the attitude is the UN openly says they want to get rid of heterosexuals. It's not just that we're saying be nice to gay people. It's that, oh, the straight people are bad. It's not just saying, I mean, they're running TV ads now. The Minnesota government is funding it in the state, saying being white is bad in and of itself. I'm not joking. Just look it up. It was all over the news last week. I mean, again, it's about getting everybody fighting with each other. It's diabolical. There it is. EU should undermine national sovereignty. I mean, you know, national culture. That's what they're saying, says UN migration chief. Okay, let's shift gears to this next story. I should have spent the whole show on this, but and I got a bunch of callers, a bunch of military and police, but I can't tell who is or who isn't. A bunch of other callers got in somehow on the phone system. But bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. The problem, some studies show over 90% die who are able to contract it. So it is one of those super weapons if it jumps. Here's the Prison Planet article talking about the Times of India and the Daily Mail. Weaponized bird flu research published as virus, just mutations away from pandemic. So they publish how to weaponize it and then say, oh, but it's going to be a natural mutation, even though the globalists want to reduce population numbers. Here's some good news out of PrisonPlanet.com. Natural News is also reporting on it, and also Natural Society. Even the American Medical Association recommends pre-market safety testing of GMO foods. They have thousands of companies taking thousands a year of different genetic plants, animals, you name it, and firing randomly insect, reptile, human, other mammal DNA into it to create random mutations. You already get with just hybridization, mixing plants of a similar species together, you can get very dangerous mutations, especially a few generations down the road. Anybody who's planted hybridized plants and gotten seeds that are still fertile, most of them aren't, and planted them again knows they, I've had hybridized zinnias, the next generation, look like something out of a science fiction movie. But now even the American Medical Association has come out and said, reversing themselves, that there should be more studies and that things should be labeled. The Chicago Tribune is also reporting. They had a meeting in Chicago. The week the American Medical Association voted to reverse, this week, a policy recommending that foods made with genetically modified organisms have mandatory pre-market safety testing. This is big deal, folks. I guess even though they're globalist sellouts funded by Big Pharma, they don't want all their kids dying. Here's another one. This is CBS News. I already mentioned this, but we're going to play a news clip. GM grass linked to Texas cattle deaths. All I can say is good job, KI, our local station here in Austin. And they just mentioned at the bottom of the article, oh, yeah, well, this is at a couple of ranches, but 15, 18 cattle died in one feed area, one ranch in Bastrop. And we fed them the Tifton 85, which is a Texas A&M developed hybridization, which is a form of GM, not GMO. It's not a cross species because it's both grasses. And they've got the EPA out there, at least in this latest article. This is a local clip that the national story came out of, saying, oh, yeah, they are off-gassing cyanide. And I saw that last night when I did a report on it. And I thought, that's that movie, The Happening. And I went and looked it up and found out that there are other cases of this. I thought that was just a crazy movie. See, you learn stuff every day. I mean, I've talked to top doctors and scientists who said that almost everybody's getting allergies now. No kidding. You're eating GMO. Your body's freaking out. Cancer is exploding. Neurological disorders are exploding. Diseases of the gut, diseases of the skeletal system, diseases of the nerves, neurological. It's all skyrocketing. Let me tell you, I'm seeing local news now report on fluoride, have it being poisonous, on GMO. I'm seeing it all over the country. People are waking up. Most people aren't operatives of the New World Order. They just buy into whatever the national media says and regurgitate it. It's time for everybody to start standing up to whatever level of tyranny you think is important, whatever you think is serious. Just get involved a little bit, and together we can change the world. People ask, if things are so bad, I had national media when I was covering Bilderberg a few weeks ago in Virginia come up and say, well, okay, if they're so powerful, why are you here? And I said, because good is powerful. I said, most people in the system are not bad. They're compartmentalized. And I said, the fact that our forebears had a First Amendment and a Second Amendment, and the fact that people have just been speaking out, we have a chance of beating these globalists. They're not all powerful. I can't tell you how many police officers off air and military call me and go, I thought you were crazy and everything. Here's some documents. It's all true. And they'll start breaking down and crying. Just like you heard that police officer earlier, because it freaks you out to find out this is all real. Well, hey, let's not freak out about it. Let's take action and defend the republic. And when you're told something, if it's immoral, unconstitutional, don't follow that order. Because not following orders is what it's all about. You know, the Nazis tried to say just following orders, and they got hung. Look at how they treat the military, taking their pension funds, taking their death benefits. England just did the same thing. Don't. Military doesn't have to take the smallpox and anthrax shots. And the military always rebels because it kills people when they do it. And then the system has to back off. We can say no together now. It's time to start saying no. It's time to start saying no. Here's the problem, and I've had top genetic engineers on. You've heard them. In the 90s, they would change the long leaf potato. Was one top scientist I had on from England about it. And they would feed it to the rats. It was sterilizing them and causing problems. And they said, go ahead and approve it. We want to reduce population anyways. But what they found is that the long leaf potato, after they did that test, then 5, 6, 7 generations randomly would just start producing poison in it. Because they can change a gene or even stack 6 or 7 genes, traits. Some of them have like 50-plus genes stacked in them. But then randomly, you change one thing. Yeah, you can make it do what you want, but then randomly it spins out of control and then does a whole bunch of other stuff. People are like, oh, well, you're not a genetic engineer. Oh, really? I've only interviewed probably 50 of them. Go read the papers yourself. Go read the scientific papers. Go find out. You know, scientists for decades said, oh, 96% of the DNA is junk. Now they've reversed. Oh, it's not junk. Sorry, you change that little. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is what's happening outside Austin, Texas, where I'm broadcasting from right now. Here it is.
Hi. Dr. Gary Warner, a vet who specializes in cattle, conducted the 15 autopsies. Tests revealed the Tipton 85 grass, which has been here for years, has suddenly started producing cyanide gas, poisoning Abel's cattle.
Coming off the drought that we had the last 2 years and kind of semi in one here again, we're concerned that it was a combination of events that may have led us to this.
But until scientists can determine exactly why this tried and true grass suddenly began producing cyanide, Jerry is keeping his livestock far away.
The grasshoppers are enjoying it now.
All right.
Now, what is even more worrisome?
That's good. And again, we're going out there tomorrow. He's also, we talked to some of the other farmers. They're feeding him GMO alfalfa, so that could be involved. You don't know how this stuff's crossing. But it turns out I actually looked up the scientist we had on from England. I can't pronounce things like Pakistani. But the point is, I looked up what he said like 5 years ago on the show, and he was talking about toxins being developed. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I went and looked it up. It turns out this is routine, even with hybridization. That they'll just suddenly start producing cyanide. Folks, most of the corn, it's like 87% of the corn in the U.S., is BT. Meaning, well, there's a whole bunch of different types of it. But the point is that it produces its own pesticide in the corn. And then bugs who eat it die. And then they say, but it's okay for you to eat it. And then I saw that article in the Washington Post a few months ago where they said, well, Monsanto's angry because farmers aren't planting refuge crops for the bugs. I didn't know that. They have to plant crops separately just for the bugs to eat because they don't want all the bugs on Earth to die. So it's like, you got to plant refuge corn for these bugs because it'll kill them. But go ahead and feed it to humans. Here, let's feed some cyanide grass to our kids. You know, everybody knows cyanide's good for you. Folks, we better wake up and say no to tyranny, or it's over for everybody. The elite have gone crazy. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, to see the tank report and more. It's all up there.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.